time began, men and women have had strange experiences for which there is no explanation, except in the secrets the ancient magicians knew. But for centuries, these secrets have been guarded in the hidden places of the Far East. Perhaps today, Frank Chandler has discovered them, as people say. He is called Chandu the Magician. Can you be sure it isn't true? The makers of White King granulated soap present for your enjoyment every Thursday at this hour, Chandu the Magician. Above the shop of Tewfik in the Silk Bazaar in Cairo are two small rooms. Carved lattices keep out almost all the light and also protect them from curious eyes across the narrow street. Why a foreigner should have rented his rooms, Tewfik neither knows nor cares. Questions are not asked in Cairo's native quarter. Chandu, the Magician.
Hassan!
The Effendi Emery is here, Master.
Emery, come in, come in. Where have you been?
At the Egyptian Museum, Ratso. That was our understanding. And I had very great luck, too. Huh? Chandler is still in Cairo, as you thought. It won't be difficult to dispose of a man of his type. Some of Adolf Hitler's theories were correct, you know. There is such a thing as a master race.
Yeah, I know that. What about Chandler?
May I sit down?
Yes, yes, yes.
This small ruling class whose people were born for generations to rule. You must be patient, Roxor.
Patient? I have been patient for 7 years. Now when I'm ready to strike, Chandler appears. He has not been out of India since the war. What brought him here?
I will find that out. There is no one less conspicuous than a man with a passion for research in dusty records. You haven't forgotten my work in Paris and London.
Why else have I sent for you? But you have been in Cairo for more than a week. I know what you are doing. You are more interested in tracing your ancestry back to the pharaohs.
The pharaohs, bah. But a few gaps I have traced my family all the way back to... Listen. I will recite it for you.
Enough. I know you could memorize a directory of the world if necessary. Now, what have you learned about Chandler?
Yes. Well, I have become well known at the Egyptian Museum. Ah, those ancient parchments are fascinating. You'd have liked living in those days, and so should I. A ruler and 20,000 slaves.
Ah, the time will come when I will count slaves by the million.
Crawling insects. At any rate, Roxor, the museum gave me a letter to a Princess Nancy.
Yes, yes.
Her ancestors are almost as old as my own.
Amory, look.
Well, she has a priceless collection of ancient Egyptian manuscripts.
I know all this.
You do?
Nancy and Chandler are old friends.
Yes, so I understand.
She is in love with him, or I would have found a place for her. During the war, she... but no matter. When are you to see her?
I have already seen her.
What?
Oh, yes, yes. She agreed to allow me to examine the parchments.
You have permission to come and go in her home?
Certainly. And just as I was leaving a few moments ago, Chandler telephoned.
Well, well?
She has invited him and his family to call this afternoon.
You will be there.
Certainly.
You will listen to their conversation. You will discover what they know of me. And remember every word they say.
Nothing could be simpler for me. And this Naji may prove to be a distant relative.
Ah! Do not become so drowned in ancestor worship that you forget why you are there.
Do not excite yourself, Roxor. A man of Chandler's reckless type rarely fails to walk into a trap.
And now, before Chandu the Magician brings you the second act of tonight's story of magic and mystery, may we set the stage for another kind of drama. It is wash day in your home. As the curtain rises, we see a washing machine and a basket full of clothes. There's a villain, a mean old blackguard named Dirt. there's a hero, a shining white knight in armor named White King. And there's plenty of stirring action as those foaming White King soap suds billow and bubble in your churning washer. Swiftly, those energetic White King soap suds wash off the surface dirt, wash out the dirt that has sneaked into hiding between the fibers of your clothes. Then, quick as a flash, free-rinsing White King leaves your clothes, leaves them fresh and clean, as away go both soil and suds down the drain. Finally comes the happy ending, when those fresh, sweet-smelling, white-washed clothes dance in the breeze as they dry on the line. The white clothes so sparkling white, the colored clothes so clear and bright. And once again, White King takes a curtain call to remind you that no washing machine works better than the soap you use. Nothing washes like soap, and there's no soap like White King. Cairo, a narrow, ancient street. A great stone house whose garden slopes down to the Nile. In the shadowy drawing room, Princess Naji is greeting her guests, Frank Chandler and the Regents, as we return to Chandu, the magician.
And this is Betty.
How do you do?
Please sit down. It is so pleasant to know Chandu's family at last.
Thank you.
You are very like your brother.
What did you call Uncle Frank, Naji?
Chandu. It is his name in Egypt and India, Bob.
As a matter of fact, it was Naji who suggested my going to India to study. Remember, Naji?
I remember very well, Chandu. We will have coffee. Coffee, Abu?
Aywa, Amira.
Oh, did you tell him about that letter, Frank?
Oh, not yet. I'm expecting a man with an important letter, Abu. His name is Yusuf. Send him in here, please.
Aywa, Effendi.
Your house is beautiful, Naji.
Thank you.
It looks just the way an Egyptian house ought to.
Uncle Frank says there are a lot of old underground rooms in it, built way back when. Does anybody ever go down there, Naji?
Not often, Bob. As it happens, it was necessary to open one of them only yesterday. Chandu, I was thinking of you then, wishing I could ask your opinion.
Well, here I am.
Yes. It was meant to be so. When you spoke to me on the telephone, I knew it.
You mean something's wrong?
It is only a feeling that... Dorothy, you will pardon my speaking of this now.
Of course.
Thank you. Chandu, a man named Emory has brought me a letter from the museum. A request to allow him to examine the ancient parchments.
It must be all right if the museum wouldn't send him here.
Yes, but... There is something disquieting about him. I do not like him.
Well, that's easy. Don't let him come again.
But I have no reason.
Well, I know how she feels, Frank. She can't just refuse to let him in when she's told him he could come.
She certainly can.
What are those manuscripts, Naji? What are they about, I mean?
Oh, the records of my family, Bob. Thousands of years ago.
Thousands? Honestly, Naji?
In Egypt, it is not surprising, Betty.
If you want my advice, Naji, next time Amory shows up, tell him you've changed your mind.
But he's here now.
Yes. Where?
In the small library.
The door at the end of the room?
Yes.
Well, he's probably heard every word you've said.
Oh, no, Dorothy. These old stone walls are much too thick for that.
The Egyptian soundproofing.
Oh, I am making too much of Mr. Amory. It is like the days of the war when every stranger might be an enemy.
Well, those premonitions of yours turned up spies more than once.
Spies? Was that what you were doing here during the war, Uncle Frank?
Well, not entirely, Betty. That reminds me. It's odd Yusuf hasn't brought that letter. I want to talk to you about it, Naji.
Surely it need not begin again, Chandu. Cruelty, killing.
I hope not. If you don't mind, I'll phone the hotel and see if Yusuf's on his way.
Naji, if you and Frank want to talk, we'll go out into the garden. I'd like to see it anyway.
Look out, Naji. Mom's a fiend for gardening. She'll go home with her pockets full of specimens.
Bob, that's mean.
She shall be searched from head to foot. Please take what flowers you like, Dorothy.
Oh, thank you. But they look too lovely to be picked.
If you open the gate, you will be just at the edge of the Nile.
Come on, Bob. Let's do it.
It's all right, Nutty. Yusef left the hotel 10 minutes ago.
What is this letter, Chandu?
A report I asked from Washington. Top secret. Oh. Nadji, have you heard of a man named Roxor?
Roxor? No, Chandu, who is he?
No one seems to know. He set up a whole network of secret agents, though. I've run into two of them since I've been in Cairo.
Can he be the man we had begun to hear about soon after the German surrender?
I'd forgotten him. I wonder if he is. I've heard his voice, I'd know it anywhere. But I've never seen him.
I don't understand you.
I mean, in the crystal. Well, surely you, of all people...
Oh, Chandu, you have learned the wisdom of the Ancient One.
A little of it, yes. So now we have one more secret in common, my darling.
Chandu, you must not call me darling, I have told you.
That was years ago.
Nothing has changed between us.
Darling, whatever it was, I don't care.
Chandu, when I met you, I had long known such loneliness as you cannot imagine. And for one moment, I allowed myself to forget.
You loved me even then, and wouldn't tell me.
I do not tell you now.
You've let this secret, whatever it is, grow in your mind until it's like a ghost standing between us. Look at me, Nadji.
No. No, please.
You know you belong to me.
I cannot.
Say you love me.
I must not.
Say it, Nadji.
I love you, Chandu, but...
Oh, my God.
But this must end now.
It must never end.
Oh, Chandu. Psychic summons. It is a message, Chandu. Let me get the crystal.
I'll get it. Surely you don't think it's anything about you and me? Yeah, here you are. What are you afraid of, dear?
Picture forming in the crystal. Look.
A river. Up in the Nile. Trees on the bank, bending in the wind.
An icy wind.
Have you ever seen this before?
No, Chandu. But I know. It is a message for you.
It's a feeling of... a foreboding about it.
The river. The river of life.
A sailboat. But no one's sailing it. Two hooded figures on the deck. What if, Nadji? One of them's pushed the other over, into the water.
Yes, Chandu. The boat is empty. Rocking on the surface of the blue river.
But why don't I hear a voice? Or something to tell me what it means? The boat's sinking. It's gone.
Gone. As if it had never been. That small boat was your life, Chandu.
My life? Who are those people, Marty? Is this the secret you've been keeping so long?
No, no, Chandu. But if I married you, the work of your life would come to nothing.
Nonsense. Whatever the explanation was, I don't believe it's that.
Your Highness. Oh, I beg your pardon.
Oh, Mr. Imori.
I'm sorry to interrupt, Your Highness, but I must ask you. Can you translate the very early Egyptian hieroglyphics? I've come upon something here that... look at it.
No,
please.
Mr. Amory, I cannot help you. And in the future, I...
That is too bad. I shall have to consult the experts at the museum.
Wait. You're not going to take that parchment, are you?
Why, no. It isn't necessary. I have a clear mental photograph of the entire scroll. I shall draw the symbols for them. I hope you won't mind if I come back tomorrow morning, Your Highness. Good day.
So that's Amory. I wonder if he did intend to take that parchment. Are you sure he hasn't taken any others?
No.
I'd like to know if he really is buried in the museum. I know how we can find out.
Chandu, he did not go into the garden.
Bob, come here.
What's the matter, Uncle Frank?
Hurry.
What's the matter?
Come to the front door with me. I want you to take a look at a man who just left here.
Why, for Pete's sake?
I'll tell you.
What's happened? Where did Uncle Frank and Bob go?
Just to the door, Chandu.
Oh.
Do you know him again, Bob?
Well, how could I miss?
What
gives, anyway?
He said he was going to the Egyptian Museum. I can't follow him myself. He saw me. But you and Betty can go there. And Nadib, is that your car in front of the house with the driver in it?
Yes, Jumbo. Indeed, we'll take them.
Frank, what on earth is all this?
You'll see, Dot. Listen, kids. If you take the car, you'll be there ahead of Amory.
Amory?
Yes. Now, the first room you'll come to is a great dim gallery filled with stone statues.
Yes?
Just walk around pretending to look at them. If Amory comes there, it'll be within a few minutes. Watch where he goes and come back and tell me.
Naji, will Mr. Amory know your car?
Oh, yes, it is possible, Bob.
Tell the driver to let you out around the corner from the museum and wait for you.
Okay. Don't worry, we'll watch every move he makes.
Now then, what is all this about Mr. Amory?
Either he's planning to get away with those manuscripts, Dot, one by one, or...
Or what?
Well, he was talking to Nadji, but he never took his eyes off me. As if asking her to help him with the translation was just an excuse.
To see you, you mean?
Yes. There was something about that little man.
Oh, I suppose you think he's one of those spies you and Nadji were talking about.
Effendi Chandler.
Oh, Abu. Yusef finally brought the letter to him.
No, Effendi.
When I opened the gate for the young Shab and his sister, I saw the Effendi Amory by the door of the mosque. He was opening the door of El Karusa.
A car? Did Ben Zayd drive away before Amory did?
I was. A man spoke to the Effendi Amory, showing him a letter. And I heard him speak your name, Yazidi.
What? Did Amory take the letter?
It is so. I would have taken it from him, but he was gone before I could walk two paces. Oh, Mektub.
I should not have allowed him to come into this house.
I don't know what he's up to about those manuscripts, but nobody must read that letter. If I miss Bob and Betty, stay here, all of you, until I get back.
The Egyptian Museum. In this half-light, carved stone figures look down from beyond the dawn of history.
Bet, don't keep looking over your shoulder like that. You'll give everything away if he does come.
Oh, it's so spooky in here.
Nuts. Well, let's go this way. Uncle Frank said to look around at the statues as if we... Jeepers. Look at this one. A man with a bird's head.
Oh! What does the label say?
Let's see. Thoth, the god of...
Oh, not Thoth.
Read it yourself. Egyptian baby talk.
Thoth, the god of mystery and magic. This figure, found intact at Hermopolis, was once believed to owe its remarkable preservation... to a powerful spell directed against anyone who touched it or... Oh, Bob, let's go on.
Yeah, it does kind of get you, doesn't it? We don't want to get too far away to see the door.
If Mr. Amory comes in, we can hear him walking.
Yeah. Hey, look at that one. His face is kind of shot, but...
At least he has a face, not a long beak like that other one.
I bet this is where women get their ideas for crazy hats. Look at the thing on his head.
I wonder what it's supposed to be.
The disc is the sun. Surmounted by two tall ostrich plumes. Stylized, of course. Why are you staring at me?
Well, we didn't know you were here.
And besides, don't you think it's spooky in here?
Not at all. This figure is Amun-Ra. My remote ancestor, or so I believe.
Are you kidding?
No, even the name has come down through the centuries almost unchanged. Amun-Ra Amory, you see?
Amory!
Put down, Bet. Go on, Mr. Amory.
Yes, please do. It's fascinating.
Quite unusual to find young people interested in these things. Especially Americans with their crude minds. Would you like to see the face of Amun-Ra as it was originally?
How do you mean?
Well, I've made an intensive study of it. I'll sketch it for you if I can find... yes. The back of this envelope will do. Come over here where the light is better. Now, the forehead, as it is, of course. The nose must have been something like this. Oh, no, I've begun on too large a scale. Now, I'll turn the envelope over and start again. Yeah, that's better.
Hey, wait a minute. That letter's addressed to my uncle.
What? You're Frank Chandler's nephew.
Where'd you get it?
It's been opened, too.
Give it here.
Now, stop.
Huh?
Who is that? Over there in the corner.
Huh? Where?
I don't see anybody.
You young idiot.
And the world is full of them.
Sure, put that over. Come on.
Okay. Did he lock it?
He's a dope if he didn't. Doggone it. There. He went right through here and out the sideway.
Bob, look.
Huh?
On the floor behind that chunk of
what?
Stone. There's something burning.
One, guess what it is.
What it was, you mean. There's the envelope over there.
Yeah. He whipped the letter out so it'd burn faster. Well, there's no use sticking around here.
Take the envelope, Bob. At least Uncle Frank will know who it was from.
Now, Najee, it's not your fault. Oh,
but it is, Dorothy. And you do not realize what disaster may be caused if Chandu's letter is read by that man.
You couldn't have known he wasn't all right. After all, an introduction from the Egyptian Museum.
Uncle Frank! You bet they're all right, and get this. He had a letter
Uncle
addressed
Frank's
to you.
Uncle Frank's not here, Bob. Oh. He's gone to the museum to look for Mr. Amory himself.
Huh?
Mr. Amory isn't there now, Mother.
The minute he found out who we were, he whipped into a little room and out the side door.
He found out who you were? How?
Well...
Oh, wait a minute, darling. There's Uncle Frank. Frank! Frank, come in here. The children met him.
You don't mean you spoke to Amory?
He spoke to us, Uncle Frank.
Gosh, he pulled out an envelope with your name on it. Here.
Chandu, it is empty.
He burned up the letter, Najee.
Had it been opened before that?
It sure had. That was why...
You see, Dorothy, it is as I feared.
Yes, I see. But I still think it was Frank's fault, not yours.
Dot Youssef worked with us all during the war. He risked his life 100 times to bring us information.
I don't get it. If all Mr. Amory wanted was that letter, why is he hanging around the museum at all?
He really knows Egyptology, Bob. I spoke to the curator.
And I will speak to him about asking me to allow strangers in my house.
Amory came to them with letters from museums all over Europe. That's what worries me.
You mean he's a spy?
You might call it that.
Chandu, what are you thinking?
Well... You know, when Amory left here, he said something about having a clear mental picture of the parchment he'd been translating.
Did he? Oh, yes. But you do not suggest he could remember each of the characters exactly as they appeared.
So they told me at the museum. He's one of those men with a photographic memory.
Like the one in the old movie.
Imagine a man like that, moving from one country to another with a harmless interest in tracing his ancestry back into ancient history. Or it seems harmless. Thousands of people do it all the time.
Of course they do. Remember Grandmother Maynard?
Yeah. Well, Amory's got to be kept from telling anyone what was in that letter.
You can't, Frank. You don't know where he went.
I don't need to know.
Chandu, you think he is an agent of the man you called Roxor?
That's just what I think, Najee. And before it's too late, I'm going to try to reach him. In my own way.
Before we bring tonight's drama to its exciting conclusion, we pause to remind you that Chandu the Magician is brought to you each week by your favorite wash day soap, White King Granulated Soap. For washing clothes or dishes, you're sure to love White King, the soap made right here in the West for you Western homemakers. In your wash tub or your dish pan, you want plenty of rich, thick, foaming soap suds. And White King is the soap for suds. Every tiny granule dissolves quickly and completely, whips up into mountains of foaming white suds. White King soap suds are gentle suds, safe for your sheerest nylon hosiery and undies, your gayest soap and water fashions, and kind oh, very kind to pretty hands. So remember, the magic touch for washing clothes or dishes is White King soap. Start saving those White King box tops for Chandu magic tricks we'll soon be offering you. And don't forget, nothing washes like soap. And there is no soap like White King. Cairo's Silk Bazaar, the small inner room above the shop of Tufik, the merchant. We return you to Chandu, the magician.
Roxor.
You are not to walk into this room as if it were your own, Amory.
I have important information for you.
Well, give it to me then, and the next time...
Will you listen? As I was leaving Najee's home, your man came up to my car.
Which man?
The Arab you stationed at Shepherd's Hotel to watch for Chandler.
Huh?
He had a letter addressed to Chandler from Washington.
Sure.
He had followed the messenger, a man named Yusuf.
The letter.
In one of the alleys near the mosque, he cornered Yusuf.
Where is it?
Roxor. There are people to whom your mailed fist is distasteful. I am one of them, and you need me.
I may not always need you, Amory. Where is the letter?
I burned it at the museum before the eyes of Chandler's niece and nephew.
You burned it?
Yes, and so once more I have disarmed suspicion.
They have told Chandler by now, you fool.
Certainly, and he can easily get a copy. But in the meantime, we can act on the information ourselves.
You read it. Amory, I apologize.
You should. Every word is clear in my mind, as if the letter were there on that table before my eyes.
Tell me what it said. I will make the notes myself.
Very well, but please do not interrupt me now. If there is anything you do not understand, I will repeat it from the beginning.
I am ready. Begin, Amory.
Mr. Frank Chandler, Shepherd's Hotel, Cairo, Egypt.
Amory!
I ask you not to interrupt, Roxor.
I said nothing.
I beg your pardon. I thought you spoke to me. Well, I'll begin again. It is much simpler. Mr. Frank Chandler, Shepherd's Hotel, Cairo, Egypt.
You can remember no more.
Roxor.
Go on. Go on, Amory.
But you cannot go on.
Don't you hear that voice, Roxor?
There is no one here but you and me. Now go on, I say.
You cannot remember. You cannot see the letter. It blurs before the eyes of your memory.
I don't understand this. It sounds like Chandler's voice.
Chandler? Impossible.
Well, I'll try once more, but it's so puzzling. Why should I imagine I hear him?
Let the puzzle wait. I want to know the contents of that letter.
Well, I came here only to tell you.
And now you can't. Try, Henry. Try to read the letter in your mind.
But if I can't remember, he'll think I'm working with you, that I am a traitor.
Who will think this? What do you mean?
You are a traitor, Amory. To your country, to all the decent people in the world.
It is not treachery to want power.
Amory, who do you think you are talking to?
To him, to Chandler.
Chandler, what devil's work is this? Amory, it is only a trick. Imagination. Now go on.
No. I cannot remember, Roxor.
You must remember. Put Chandler out of your mind, you fool. Imbecile.
Amory, you have forgotten the letter as if it had never been written. You'll be no good to Roxor now. Never again. Never.
Frank, you give me the creeps.
You suppose it really works?
Frank, how do you do these things?
Oh, Chandu, it is true. The secrets of the ancient ones are yours.
But don't you suppose that man will remember the letter later, Frank, when you aren't thinking about him?
I'm sure he can, Dot. But even so, Amory is only one man.
Yes, but...
Behind him and all the others is this man, Roxor. I was told that someday I'd meet him face to face.
Surely you do not fear him, Chandu.
No. I only hope when the day comes, I'll know how to destroy him for good.
Chandu, the magician. Magician is based on the original radio drama created by Harry A. Earnshaw and is written by Vera Oldham. Frank Chandler is played by Tom Collins, Dorothy Regent is played by Irene Tedrow, Betty by Joy Terry, and Bob by Lee Millar. Louis Van Ruten is Roxor, Amory was Robert Griffin, and Princess Naji is played by Lillian Baia. Special musical effects are by Corla Pandit. The program is produced and directed by Cyril Armbrister. We invite you to listen again next week at this hour when the makers of White King Soap bring you mystery, romance, and intrigue in Chandu, the Magician. Howard Culver speaking. This is the Mutual Don Lee Broadcasting System.